We've had to process a lot of statistics through the pandemic, and one we've paid particular attention to is the number of people in the U.S. who have died from COVID-19. That number is now over 850,000. But a new investigation finds that inaccurate death certificates are hiding the pandemic's true death toll. For more on this, we're joined by Dylan Bergen. He's the lead reporter on this investigation by USA Today and the Documenting COVID-19 Project. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Between 2020 and 2021, a million more Americans died than prior to the pandemic. But as I've mentioned, we've only attributed COVID-19 to about 800,000 of them. What did your investigation find?
So I think it's really important to start right there where you did with those two big numbers, that 1 million more people have died since 2020 than any pre-pandemic year. That's 1 million more people than we would expect to see dying in any year. And if only 800,000 of those are officially attributed to COVID, there's the big question of why is there this gap here? And our investigation found that where someone dies, in what county and what region of the country, and where also, as in whether they die at home or inpatient or in a nursing home, really, really largely affects the accuracy of their death certificate and the investigation that goes into finding out exactly what that person died of.
How can we be sure that these excess deaths aren't from natural causes?
Yeah, well, so when we think about excess deaths, the big thing to take into mind is that these are deaths that happen at a rate that is much higher than any normal year. So those are deaths from diseases like Alzheimer's or diabetes or hypertensive heart diseases. These are types of death that, with COVID as a comorbidity, could be potentially fatal, but we wouldn't expect to see them increasing in quite the way that we did in the counties that we investigated in. And then when we looked even closer at those, we noticed many of those, or the lion's share of those, were happening at home, not in a hospital. And when they happen at home, those are the types of deaths that a coroner or a medical examiner would usually investigate. And working with our reporters on the ground in Missouri and Louisiana and Mississippi, we spoke to some of those coroners, because in each of those counties, they were coroners, not medical examiners. The distinction is important. Those coroners explained practices that often went against CDC guidance or indicated they didn't fully investigate each death. In Cape Girardeau, Missouri, a county of about 80,000 people in the southeastern corner of the state, 226 more people died than usual, but only 113 of those deaths were officially COVID deaths. When I spoke with the coroner there, he told me flat out, my office doesn't do COVID deaths, meaning his office doesn't have the tools or resources to investigate deaths that might have been COVID. This specific coroner in Missouri said, you know, I have to go by what the family says. If they give me a positive PCR test, then that's how I would do that. But I haven't certified a COVID death in the time that he's been coroner, which has been since the beginning of 2021.
And you make the distinction between medical examiners and coroners. Can you explain, though, we've talked about this quite a bit on the show, but it's always good to have a refresher, the difference.
So coroners are elected. They're often not required to have previous medical training. And medical examiners are often appointed and do have extensive medical training.
You mentioned that you're seeing these undercounts in certain parts of the country. Where?
We saw these undercounts the greatest in the South and the West of the United States. There's definitely a political component to this. These are areas that in 2020 voted heavily for Donald Trump. But there is also the component of this that these counties are rural, often smaller counties, and their coroners don't have as much funding or training as medical examiners, for example, in a metropolitan area.
What are the consequences for communities who have an undercount?
The consequences are huge. First, there's the consequence that in that moment, there's information, critical information that the community lacked in understanding the true toll that COVID was taking on the people in the community, on the people around us. And that information could have changed behavioral feedback loops, the policies for masking. Then after that, after the kind of in the moment importance of it, there's the importance of truly witnessing who died in a given community or who died around you, whether it's your family member or a neighbor. We spoke with a few families who had family members who COVID was not listed on their death certificate. Mm. And the family members, a daughter in one instance that I was speaking to, said that when she watched the memorial in Washington in September for people who have died of COVID with all the white flags, that it was painful for her because she felt like her mother was missing from that moment. And her family played a part in this historical moment that they won't really see passing that information down to other generations.
That was Dylan Bergen, lead reporter for Documenting COVID-19. Dylan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.